Blackstone Audio presents Don't I Know You by Marnie Jackson. This book is read by Carol Monda. To Brian. We all like people who do things, even if we only see their faces on a cigar box lid. The Song of the Lark by Willa Cather. Author's note. These stories are works of fiction. Despite some autobiographical elements, they are all inventions, just as celebrity itself is a kind of fiction, since stars can only exist at the point where their public roles and our imaginations meet. In a sense, we author their fame. While a number of celebrities or artists, some living and some deceased, engage with the main character of these stories, readers should not assume that I have met them, or that the actions and words I have attributed to them represent things they have done or said in real life. But whenever artists share their creative gifts with us, when we are consoled or inspired by their words, lyrics, and performances, we come to feel we know them. Their presence in these stories is meant to represent the powerful and intimate roles that famous people sometimes play in our ordinary lives. Dune. The Dune School of Fine Arts occupied the former summer house of Horatio Walker, a modestly celebrated, there is no other kind, 19th century Canadian painter. Two of his canvases, landscapes with sulfurous skies and tossing trees, hung on the walls of the dining room, where art students, doubling as waitresses,